Welcome to Recovery Rocks, where we talk about all things recovery and music. I'm Tawny.
And I'm Lisa, and we're really glad you're here.
Hey, it is your favorite sober ladies, Tawny and
Lisa.
Oh, wow. We really need a blooper reel.
I know. We should.
Just if you're listening and you're wondering why we're laughing, it's because I just fudged that opening so many times. Like, it's just, you know, you got to leave some of that stuff in there. It's just funny.
I know. We really don't cut stuff out anyway.
No, we really don't. Like, we are real humans. We really do just kind of shoot the shit for 30 minutes and then release it.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So today we are going to talk about sober celebrities.
Yes.
There's a couple reasons I wanted to talk about this today. One, because I think it's really interesting that a lot of these, you know, mega successful people are booze free, and a lot of them credit their sobriety to their success. And so that, I think that is really interesting. Like, I don't want to, you know, glamorize celebrities, or, you know, they're at the end of the day, they're just people. And so I think this conversation really is to ground that. They're, you know, yeah, they're like making millions of dollars and starring in movies and releasing records. And, but it's also that they're people dealing with real life, and they're choosing to do it alcohol free. And that's really interesting to me. And then teenage me is super excited to talk about this because, Lisa knows when I was, when I was a kid, what I wanted to be when I grew up, I wanted to be, you know, like a pop culture journalist. I wanted to be on E. I wanted to stand next to, you know, Steve Kometko and Jules Asner and interview people on the red carpet, and Andy Cohen, you know, like that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I moved to New York City to pursue music journalism. I wanted to write for Rolling Stone. Then I got sober, and eventually I write about sobriety. I talk about sobriety. So this episode really is kind of an amalgamation of all versions of me. So, you know, when I was a party girl, I was like a binge drinking party girl. I was obsessed with pop culture. Like, I mean, I read, you know, Us Weekly and In Style and In Touch and all, like, I was like, who's dating who? And I was obsessed. Perez Hilton. I mean, God, you know, I was that girl. And now I'm much more detached from that world. It's still interesting to me. Like, I still kind of know who's dating who. But it's only people that I know. Like, when I saw the VMA red carpet recently, I felt so old because I didn't know who any of these people were.
So
it's like, but I'm also in this, I guess, maybe balance where like paying attention to celebrity gossip is like this like silly fun thing, but I'm also more grounded and like I read the real news now.
Yeah. Well, you know? You're a very intellectually curious person, as I'm fond of saying.
Well, yes. I mean, I like to learn. So it's like learning about like celebrities is kind of a lot in line with that, but it's more of like a relaxed way. Like, I can read a book about World War II and then listen to a podcast about celebrity fashion.
Yes, exactly. That is you. That is absolutely you. I love it.
So we're going to talk about some people. But Lisa also had I wanted you to share the interesting perspective on, I think it was the 11th tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when we were talking about doing this episode, we were talking about the fact that, you know, it is, I don't know, it's inspiring. It gives hope. It gives, you know, makes me, I don't know, to just speak from my experience, makes me feel good about seeing, like, you know, Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt talking about talking publicly about the fact that they are sober, that they have stopped drinking and they're sober. And when I saw the two of them sitting together at the US Open men's final not long ago, I was like, look at that, two cool sober guys just watching a tennis match. And I loved it. And so I think that is very powerful. And there's also, you know, having my background being a 12 step, in addition to the 12 steps, there are 12 traditions. And one of those is the 11th tradition, which is about AA being a program of attraction, not promotion, and that we keep ourselves anonymous at the level of, you know, remember, this is from a very long time ago, but at the level of, you know, TV, print, and radio, or whatever it was when it was first done. And the thinking behind that, as I understand it, and I'm sure there will be other people who are 12-step people who completely disagree with me and read it differently. But the way that it was explained to me, in part, that it was very important for people to not be going out saying, you know, hey, I stopped drinking because of this program I'm doing. It's called AA and whatever. And then if that person, you know, ultimately went out and started drinking again, that would have shown people, that would have given people a reason to say, oh, see, AA doesn't work. and that was, you know, this part of the sort of keep it to yourself, besides the fact, which I am absolutely on board with, which is, people come before, I forget the way that people come before personalities. What you see here in a meeting stays here, and that we all respect each other's anonymity, because without anonymity, there's no question that tons of people would not show up in the rooms of AA if they thought that, you know, whoever happened to be sitting there could be like, oh yeah, I saw Jane yesterday at the AA meeting. Like, that is a huge, it doesn't, you know, I have not had bad experiences in my 17 years with that. I haven't seen it. And it is definitely a tenant of the program. And it also being like, I can talk about the fact that the way I've also heard it interpreted is, I can talk about the fact that I'm sober and that I do this or that, but I can't talk about the fact that you are sober or you did this if you're, you know, mm-hmm. talking about someone else who showed up in the room. And that goes a lot. I mean, that's very consistent with how I've, and I think it's at the base of how I've always thought about these things about, you know, being public and not being public. Like, your story is your own, and, you know, it's no one else's to tell. And so that's part of that. So, you know, but a lot of the route that I had understood it was about taking a risk that AA would somehow be damaged when people went out and drank after. And meanwhile, first of all, we know that relapse is a huge part of so many people's stories. And it doesn't mean, it certainly doesn't have to be the end of the story by any stretch. People come back, whatever happens. And the other piece of it being that, you know, there are now, I think AA was more of a mystery then. And, you know, there's now not just, you know, kind of the anecdotal stuff, but, and I don't have it in front of me, but there is a study that was done recently, and I was interviewed in a USA Today article about it, which is how I learned about it, that someone had conducted a study. This is one study, but it was a big one, that found that people who did 12-step had greater rates of long-term recovery than those who did not. And so to me, that is kind of the evidence that I could point to refute the idea of, you know, there's really no hard evidence, so AA is going to suffer if you, you know, perhaps relapse, and then that's associated with the program. And, you know, now it's like, no, we see that the program works. And there's a lot more talk about it. And I feel like that anonymity thing, for me, breaking my own anonymity was very much a personal choice and something I wanted to do, because I feel like that helps the next person. And that has always been at the root of it. And that is why I believe that when, whether it's in AA or not, when a celebrity can say, hey, yeah, I got sober, drinking doesn't work for me, it normalizes sobriety. It can normalize recovery, but it certainly normalizes in sobriety in society. So, you know, the illustration that we talk about is when Chrissy Teigen went out on Instagram to talk about how she had quit drinking, and it was, you know, she credited our friend Holly Whitaker's book, Quit Like a Woman, with her making the decision. And so this huge audience now, especially with everything online, you know, this huge audience was now exposed through Chrissy Teigen to the idea that, you know, sobriety can be a great choice. And look, here's a way that you can be helped. Here's what helped me. Maybe it'll help you. And so I see it as, you know, and believe me, I've gotten a lot of messages, like random messages from people who don't sign their names, or from, you know, like a burner email to my email saying, you know, have you ever heard of this 11th tradition? You know, kind of, you know, you should read it sometime. And that's fair. I get it. But this is where I've personally come out for myself. And, you know, there are certain celebrities who are very happy to say, I am sober.
I always appreciate the 12-step perspective that you bring. And it's interesting to, so are you conflicted to have an episode about sober celebrities? Because it's like, we're really talking about other people's sobriety, you know? Like,
yeah, no, I'm
not. Open about it. Like,
but only in the context of people who have shared it. Like if somebody went out and broke their anonymity, right? Like Chrissy Teigen did. Well, Chrissy Teigen's not even in 12-step, right? But take somebody like a, you know, Bradley Cooper or Brad Pitt, who have talked about 12-step publicly. I don't mind talking about them. They, you know, they made the decision that they're going to speak publicly about it. And my guess, knowing people in 12-step, is that a big piece of that was to help destigmatize it and to help the next person. And, you know, that there is no shame in it. It is not something you have to hide. And if someone like Brad Pitt is not going to hide, recovery, something that I am happy to celebrate with that person and with the people who are helped by it. So yeah, if we, I would never out somebody, and we would never out somebody. So this to me is totally
different. No.
This is people who've decided to be public with their story, which I believe is very legit.
Well, and there's also that element of like we said, we're not glamorizing celebrity here. It's about these are people of influence that have chosen to share their story to be an example, to be, you know, somewhat of a, not necessarily a resource, but like, look, like I'm doing this. It's hard, but I'm doing it. And I think that is so fucking cool. Like, because like, look at like Lisa and I get tons of emails and DMs just with like, with us sharing our stories, how that helps people. So imagine people like Brad Pitt or Chrissy Teigen, just Chrissy Teigen tweeting, hey, I read this book, you know, Holly's book sold out, had already been out for a year and a half. It sold out immediately on every online book platform. So like, that's huge. Like, so that, you know, Chrissy Teigen sharing her story is helping a sober author sell books who, you know, has an online recovery platform that helps women get sober. So it's like, it's not just because she's like, Chrissy Teigen's this cool, famous person. It's like, she probably didn't even realize that her tweeting about that book was going to have this big ripple effect in helping so many
people. She might have, though. Like, she's aware of power of her brand, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So I have this article pulled up from Cosmo.
Okay. I love it.
I looked up like, because there's lots of articles about sober celebrities, but I wanted like recent. So this came out a couple weeks ago. So we'll include a link in the show notes. So we're just going to say some names. We're not like endorsing these people or anything right. like that. They're just people that are openly not drinking alcohol for whatever reason. So we have Naomi Campbell, iconic 90s and forever yep. fashion queen.
Oh, yeah. You got to think of the George Michael video for Faith.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I mean, total supermodel. You know, she's had a very public,
yeah,
you know, addiction. It has been, you know, in and out of rehab, but she's sober now. You know, and I kind of prefer these complicated stories because they're more realistic, like Naomi Campbell, Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
You know, she's, I would say, sober curious, because she has these like, I'm 6 months sober, and then she'll post a picture with a drink, and then she's 6 months sober, and then so it's, you know, she's on the path. Like we said, relapse is often part of people's stories sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, she might find that drinking every once in a while is her thing, but like, the fact that she's trying to figure out her relationship with alcohol, I think, is really interesting.
Right. Well, like, take somebody like Demi Lovato, right? Mm-hmm. There are, I mean, I think the conversation is out there in a way that it never used to be, because celebrities are talking about it.
That's true. And we're seeing it with nuance. Well, we're seeing it. And then, so that means we're seeing it with nuance. Whereas, you know, before it was AA or nothing. Now we're seeing these all different types yeah. of people sharing their recovery stories, sharing tools that work for them. Resources that work for them. And it's like, you know, Demi Lovato is very open about the fact that they are California sober, and right. that is a controversial subject, particularly more in your 12-step world.
Yeah.
But I
think that, and this is all part of why it's, I think, becoming, it is all helping with erasing stigma, right? Or taking mm-hmm. stigma away. When you can see people who you know as household names with big careers, a lot at stake, you know, have to worry very much about what people are thinking about them and how people feel about them at any given moment. And they are making the decision to say, this is something I struggled with, or this is something mm-hmm. I still struggle with. Or, you know, none of us are perfect. We may not. I mean, that is the power of example. I think that, you know, one of the things that has been so powerful for me in 12-step is the power of example. Like I've said a million times, I walked into that room and I was like, look at these people. That's what I want. Right. And so if you're somebody who's struggling and you can, you know, see somebody who you know, admire, respect, whatever it is, what a kind of feeling with respect to a celebrity, and you can be like, yeah, mm-hmm. all right. So that person has that kind of struggle too. I'm not going to be ashamed of it. They're not ashamed of it.
Exactly.
It's all normalizing and Demi, to me.
It really is. Normalizing is a great way to put it. And Demi Lovato has also been open about their issues with, you know, binge eating disorder, mm-hmm. Sexuality, gender identity, like they are very open about mm-hmm. Just about their lives, and I think that's a choice.
They don't have
they've
to
chosen
be.
That no right. and like, so let's also talk about icon Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh yeah.
She was drinking like two bottles of wine a night and realized that she doesn't want to anymore.
Right.
And got sober 22 years ago from drugs and alcohol. And, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith is like, you know, the red table that she does, like with, you yeah. know, with her family. Like, I think she's such a powerful resource. And she had that round table on sobriety. You know, she had Katie from Sober Black Girls Club on there, and Annie Grace, and like, Jada Pinkett gave a whole episode on this conversation yeah. of women and alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, and that is just going to attract an audience that, you know, no matter how powerful of an example, you know, I might find people in the rooms, not enough people are, I feel like not enough people are going to get that message. Whereas if Jada Pinkett Smith is doing it, a lot of people are going to get that message. And it is much more now, I think, than at the founding of AA, because there's all these platforms and there's all this, like, celebrities interact with their audiences in a way that they never did in the past, you know, through social media and through their work, but also, like, very much in those spheres, and what those conversations are happening. I think about J-Lo, right? Isn't J-Lo, she doesn't drink just because it doesn't serve her.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
J-Lo and Shakira, I remember after that Super Bowl, there was a lot of memes of, like, you know, this is two women that don't drink alcohol. Like, I don't think they identify as sober because they're not necessarily,
no,
like,
they just
in recovery, they don't drink.
Yeah, that's right.
Same with like Kim Kardashian. She has openly said she doesn't do drugs or alcohol, but she will have, like, she will have a sip of champagne, like a champagne toast.
Yeah.
She'll take a sip, but, like, that she doesn't partake.
Right. Right. And I think as we try to, and as we, as, you know, the recovery sobriety world evolves into something that is really an entire kind of lifestyle. I mean, it ties in with, like, the NA drinks that are out there now that normalize having a having a zero proof beverage at dinner or at a bar or wherever, and, you know, just making it not that big of a deal. And so when, you know, when people are, I think, I know I always felt very much like if I stop drinking, people are going to want to know why I stopped drinking. What's wrong with me? People aren't going to want to hang out with me. They're going to think I'm a disaster, because if they think you had to stop drinking, then you must be a disaster. I mean, I was a disaster, but not everyone who chooses not to drink is a disaster. So, or was one.
Yes.
So, like, a J-Lo and a Shakira, like, these are just people who choose not to drink. I want to know that those people just choose not to drink, because that makes, you know, or their fans, you know that, where it just makes choosing not to drink, you know, whether or not it should be a result of any kind of celebrity discussion, it's, you know, it's just normalizing that concept. You don't have to drink to be cool. You don't have to drink to have a good time. Like, you don't have to drink to be successful.
Yeah, that's the perfect segue for this next celebrity, Kristen Davis, who plays Charlotte on Sex and the City. You know, she's played many other roles, but obviously this is her biggest. I relate to her story because she realized that her drinking was hindering her acting performance. She was, you know, missing acting classes. She was hungover. Her acting, her quality of acting was subpar, and she realized that alcohol was the cause of that. So she cut it out. And, you know, that's similar to my story with drinking, where I was like, I'm sitting in a bar talking about how I don't have time to write. So once I heard that Kristen Davis had that story, that felt really validating to be like, oh wow, like, this, you know, huge star saw alcohol was hindering her acting. So she stopped, you know, she got help. And I just think that's so powerful. And you look at her now and she clearly made the right choice.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I find it very, I always feel like a sense of kinship when I see somebody, some celebrity.
100%.
You know, it just is, it's an affirming thing to me. And, you know, within the recovery community and also outside of it, like, cause I feel like, good, you're setting an example that more people are going to see, that, like, all the people that picked up Holly's book because of Chrissy Teigen's tweet, you know, look at all those people that are going to have the option to get help. And it is nothing to be ashamed of. And I really don't feel, you know, like I said, within the world of, I can talk about me, I can't talk about you. You know, it is helping people. I really think.
It really is. And a couple other people that are kind of like, you know, the J-Lo and Shakira route of just don't drink. Jennifer Hudson, she says she's never had a drink in her life.
Yeah.
It's just never appealed to her. And of course, I'm like, what? How?
Right.
I'm like, right. What do you mean it's never appealed to you?
I
like,
know. Oh,
you're normal, I guess. I don't know what that's like. And same with Kendrick Lamar. You know, he grew up watching drugs and alcohol destroy his friends and family and community. And he was just like, not for me. I'm not going to partake in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
I find that, I don't know, in a weird way, I find that more inspiring when someone's just like, nope, not for me, from an early age.
Yeah.
You know, that's so impressive.
It is. It's very impressive because, it's not necessarily the norm, you know, when you grow up that way.
No, especially I used drugs and alcohol as a way to like make friends and connect with people and feel more confident. And, you know, then you hear someone like Kendrick Lamar or Jennifer Hudson, they're just like, nah.
Right. for me, thanks.
And they're like, because it requires this amount of inherent confidence to not lean on that liquid courage. You know, like I find that to be so impressive. And it makes sense that, you know, these people are wildly successful because they had that in them from the beginning to abstain from such a huge temptation.
Well, we see how much changes, how much is possible when we get sober, you know, like. You said you were, you know, in the bar saying you'd had no time to write. I was in the bar like slurring that I'm going to write a book. And then I got sober and wrote a book, you know, like that's the difference. And it's a gift, you know, it really is. It really is. So, and I always.
Do we need a music minute for this? Sorry.
Oh yeah. So give me your music minute for this.
Well, I don't know. I feel like, do we even need a music minute for this? We've been talking about celebrities the whole time.
Well, I will say it with respect to my recovery. I was greatly helped by my sober shaman, Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because his book Scar Tissue came out not long after I got sober. And it was just to me like reading. First of all, once I got sober, I realized how much I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers and how much of their music is about addiction and recovery. And I used as a mantra if I needed to, I would totally go back to my mantra of, if Anthony Kiedis can do it today, I can do it today. He has disappointed me on a personal level with some personal choices that I've read about in the papers, but still, like, I grabbed onto that. I was like, you know, Anthony Kiedis is a total badass. I'm a badass. This is fucking cool. What I'm doing.
Yeah.
This is nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, it's cool. And so that, you know, that would be my music minute. Just about any.
Okay.
Art.
So mine, very similar, but it's Slash.
Yes, perfect.
Before I got sober, I read his memoir and I was what I would now call sober curious, but I didn't know what that word wasn't the thing at the time. I was interested in drinking less and obviously always interested in anything Slash does. So I read his book and it gave me this, I think it planted a seed in me of like, wow, if Slash can give up alcohol and heroin and coke, I can stop. Like I can imagine a life where I might not drink or at least drink less if Slash can do it, you know, like, so that gave me a little bit of hope. And then, you know, the full circle moment of when I got to meet Slash because I was sober and I told him that, you know.
Yes, that was insane. It is still my favorite picture ever.
Yeah, absolutely. That was like, you know, so like, you know, I talk a lot about Road Recovery, this nonprofit that I work with. They help at-risk youth stay sober. And it's a music-based nonprofit. And so, you know, Slash gets involved sometimes. So I got to share that story with Slash and it was... you know, he was so sweet. He's a man of few words, and you could just tell by his face, he was very touched by that. And he gave me a hug, and then he signed my arm and I got it tattooed. So
that's right. That's right. I love it. So yeah, so that's our music minute. I think there's music minute about, yeah, you know, sober celebrities could go on forever, but I'm glad we talked this through. There's some like really important threads.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, at the end of the day, I mean, celebrities, they're just people, you know, like they're,
oh yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, to throw it back to my Us Weekly roots, celebrities, they're just like us.
They're just like us. Perfect.
So yes, let us know if there's any, you know, celebrity stories that inspire you. And thank you. Thanks for humoring me while I got to relive this is my E moment.
That's it, is your very E moment. I love it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. You can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.